This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free, our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com to enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. With you tonight, Ian here,
Derek J.,
and Mark.
So, all kinds of stuff on the table to discuss tonight. Coming up, happy birthday. Apparently, the legal status of the song, the happy birthday song that many of you have probably been sung or sung to others at some point in your life. There was always a lot of fear over singing that at restaurants because of copyright, and Mark's got an update on happy birthday here in a few moments. But Derek J., before the show, you said you'd seen a headline that was interesting to you about the beginning of a new Holocaust.
It was the front page of DrudgeReport.com said, "Beginnings of Holocaust." I had to click. It was the very front page story, and it's from the Jerusalem Post, and indeed, the headline is, "We are looking at the beginnings of a Holocaust."
Yikes.
Now, this tricked me, and I'm going to let people know that I feel fooled by this headline, so don't be fooled yourself. This is a tactic that's being used by the politicians there, you know, rightly to draw attention to some of the crimes that are taking place against the racism that inevitably gets swept up in these wars. You know, I want to be clear to all listeners, I oppose war. Totally. So I'm not on side Israel, side Palestine, I'm on side human. I want people to live and be free. But
I like that.
Unfortunately, there are people dying on both sides, and the government of Israel is taking part in that, and it's causing a lot of confusion for the people in Europe who are a little bit racist, and they're saying, "Oh, it's all you Jews who are doing this." Well, no, the Jews in Belgium are not committing wars against the people in Palestine. They just happen to be of Jewish descent. That doesn't make them Israeli. That doesn't mean they support the Israeli government.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you might be an Israeli citizen, it doesn't mean you support the actions of the Israeli government.
It is ridiculous. There was a situation in France where they sort of went after Jewish people, and I assume it had to do with this situation going on between Israel and Palestine. At the same time, being somebody who is nominally Jewish, I can say that, you know, Jews, I think anybody can say this, Jews tend to disproportionately support the state of Israel as though it is somehow, you know, just or whatever. And I think that there's a lot of problems in this whole situation.
Nobody should be being attacked for what politicians are doing in some faraway land, except those politicians themselves, perhaps. Certainly, I oppose any violence towards politicians or towards anyone, but at least hold responsible the people who are actually giving orders to lob these bombs and missiles. So the Israeli, I don't know what the leadership is called, the prime ministers, or they have a president of their Israeli Jewish Congress. His name is Vladimir Slonsker, and he's the one who said it's becoming a Holocaust situation. He says, "The situation facing European Jewry is, quote, simply intolerable, unacceptable, and inexcusable." And he was meeting with foreign diplomats at a special session in Israel, and calling the rise in anti-Semitic incidents accompanying Israel's invasion of Gaza an SOS situation, and he warned that if left unchecked, such behavior could lead to another European genocide. "Never before, since the Holocaust, have we seen such a situation as today," he said, referring to the continent-wide demonstrations by pro-Palestinian activists, a number of which have generated into violence, and many of which have featured racist rhetoric.
Ooh, sorry about that there.
Sorry. So, it is concerning that there is violence happening on both sides, this article seems to be a little one-sided, but
it's hard to find non-one-sided discussions about this conflict.
Well, consider that it's coming from the Jerusalem Post, Israel's best-selling English daily and most read English website.
So this position is that the Palestinians will be committing Holocaust on Jewish folks from Israel?
It sounds like what the politicians, if I can put it into layman speak, sounds like what the Israeli politicians and others who are meeting with them are saying is, we've got all these Palestinian, pro-Palestinian activists saying that we're doing something bad, and they're starting violence because they're upset with us. So we need to, I don't know what, but make sure that this violence doesn't happen, well, as long as we can keep doing it.
Well, it's a real mess over there. Essentially, you've got Hamas, which is a political organization in the Palestinian, amongst the Palestinians, and it is a, been called a terroristic organization. I think that there's some validity to that. They as a group, right? The Palestinians do not sort of say, look, he's Hamas over there. Go get him. Go get him. They don't do that. And that's sort of a problem. Hamas has been lobbing rockets over the walls. I think the wall is a problem, too.
I've heard these rockets are, let's say, less capable than the equipment that
absolutely
the Israeli military
100%.
Has.
No doubt. So you have these less capable rockets. But remember, if you have a less capable rocket hit your house, you're not going to be happy about it.
Okay. I'm not defending it.
Right. I'm just saying that there's that circumstance. But if you want to look at the other side, look, there's a hell of a lot more people, Palestinians, that have been killed in this recent conflict than Jews. So, this is by no means one-sided. And then to say that the terrorists live amongst women and children. Well, no doubt. They've got mothers. They've got sisters. I mean, these are people that, they've got issues, and they think the best way to solve their problem is using violence. I've got that. But I've heard an interesting thing posited, and it's kind of, if you are choosing to use violence, and anybody who supports this, in my opinion, uses violence through agency. So if you're supporting the use of violence against somebody who's lobbing rockets at your house, and that violence is necessarily going to affect innocent people, then what you're saying is that my unwillingness to leave my house is more important to me than the lives of Palestinian children. Like, there are places in Israel that folks could move. There are places around the world. I think the United States should allow people from Israel to move here. And frankly, folks from all over to move here. And then there wouldn't be the conflict in the same way, right? I mean, this is a generations-old conflict based on the fact that, some people believe that the British stole the land for Israel from rightful owners like Palestinians and...
and the British probably did do steal some land from people.
Well, it's sad, and there's a lot of history that goes and is involved here, but it's not Jewish store owners who are sending tanks across these lines. It's politicians who
indeed
are ordering
but they're doing it with a lot of support from a lot of people. I mean,
yeah, but the people in the streets who are attacking one another, for example, you mentioned the Palestinian suburb in France, which had a synagogue and Jewish stores were attacked and targeted because it's in a Palestinian area, and it's got a Jewish shop owner.
Yeah,
so it's
going
to be attacked. Well, they have nothing to do with each other. They should, hands off, stop the violence. The cycle of violence has to end somewhere, and I hope that people in Europe and around the world can recognize that they are not their politicians, that they are not their government, because just because a store owner is in a Palestinian suburb doesn't mean he wants to roll a tank through your window.
Such an important paradigm shift, and I hope you're right. I mean, I know how difficult it can be for people within the liberty movement who know that we're not the politicians to disabuse themselves of terms like we when it comes to talking about the politicians. As long as people continue to associate themselves in commonplace speaking when they're just talking with their friends or their coworkers and, talking about how we did this and we did that when you're talking about really the U.S. military or the politicians doing something.
We're sending money to Israel or we're helping the Palestinians, right?
No.
That's those those are the things that people say, though.
Right. People say that, and it's so unconscious that even when you are made aware of it, as I will point out on this show frequently.
Ad nauseum.
Not often as I could, mind you. Not often as I could, because...
Can you believe Ian holds his tongue every once in a while?
Oh, every now and then it's just like, it's just not worth putting it in here. It even had to be pointed out to Ron Paul. Not a shock. I just heard Ron Paul using those terminology the other day. So,
well, he has worked for the government.
That's true. When he says it, it's actually true. When Ron Paul says, when we do this, well, I guess not anymore. He doesn't work for him anymore.
Well, it depends on... You can ally psychologically, though.
Toll-free number, well, that's the problem, is we need to break that alliance, and we need to, let's continue here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crashed is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
up whatever you'd like by dialing in toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. Saggy Pants Crackdown coming to Florida. We'll give you the details on that, plus an update on the legal status of Happy Birthday. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online and get interactive at freetalklive.com. And if you want to get yourself a free pound of some of the best coffee out there, go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It is coffee from BuzzBox, and it's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Now, BuzzBox does something that's unique. They provide you great coffee, and they make people in really difficult parts of the world give them an opportunity to have a better life for themselves, because they've teamed up with World Vision to finance microloans. So Free Talk Live listeners, BuzzBox, World Vision, all together financing microloans for folks in those difficult parts of the world to help them improve or start businesses. And you can help that happen by ordering coffee and enjoying a coffee over at coffee.freetalklive.com. In fact, for every 10 listeners that does that, we can finance one microloan. Plus, BuzzBox has also set up a co-op that allows people around the world to buy in to their coffee cooperative. You can just pay the shipping cost. That's all you got to do. Otherwise, the pound itself is free over at coffee.freetalklive.com. You'll get on the auto ship program, which you can cancel at any time. But if you don't, you'll continue to receive delicious BuzzBox coffee. You can customize. Actually, as I understand it, after you order the first pound, more options become available to you to actually buy the coffee on a regular
basis.
That's true. And then also you can adjust the frequency of the delivery of the coffee.
It's very convenient. You'll figure out over time how much coffee you use in a given month.
So check it out. Get a free pound of coffee. Just pay the shipping costs over at coffee.freetalklive.com and help improve people's lives. Let's go to Jimmy. He's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, Jimmy.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey,
great.
Good, good. First-time caller. Never listened to the show before. Hey, I just want to give a quick shout-out to Dick Cheney. And, I know he's listening.
Yeah, he's a regular listener, actually. Calls every now and then.
I hear he goes out to eat with that central scrutinizer all the time.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, hey, I got a problem. I figured y'all would be good people to talk to about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't guarantee we'll give you anything useful, but you can talk to us. Go ahead.
Maybe you can. Y'all know that James in Arizona?
No, I don't. I don't know James in Arizona.
He calls in.
Yeah. He keeps sexting me.
What parts is he sexting you? Does it have to be a genital in order for it to be sexting?
I'm not sure if a butthole is a genital or not.
No, I don't think, no. No, it wouldn't be, because a genital is sexual reproduction. It's reproduction, reproductive organs.
So I guess it would just be a text then.
I don't know what the definition of sexting is. I was just kind of asking the universe. So now, how did he get your phone number, Jimmy? Were you guys, talking, doing cyber sex before that or what?
Well, no, I haven't done that with nobody yet. But I think he wants me to do it with him. And I didn't know what to do the first time he did it. So I forwarded it to my wife because I thought maybe he was trying to send it to Milford.
Now, did you send one back?
No, I didn't know what to do. So I just sent him a picture of my dog because I thought, I wasn't sure what to do. He's like, no, I didn't want to send it to Milford. I wanted to send it to you. And I'm like, man, I don't want to see this, but I don't know. I mean, what can you do?
You got to be careful who you give your phone number out to. I mean, because these days sexting is very popular, even though the James you're talking about is not in the demo. I don't think he's in kind of the sexting demo. Seems to be mostly young people, probably in their early 20s or teens, who are doing the sexting, at least the bulk of it. But it wouldn't surprise me if folks in their 30s and 40s had sort of picked up on the trend to some extent.
Anthony Weiner did.
Good point. And actually, that's not how he got his name, but it was certainly an ironic thing for him to do.
He's a politician.
Right.
He's such an attractive fellow,
So you're into Anthony Weiner, but not into James in Arizona.
Well, he's handsome as hell. James, I don't know.
Was it something about the picture he sent you?
Wait, so is he handsome? Are you into James in Arizona, and you just didn't really, the sexting was a little uncomfortable, but you find him attractive? Like, have you gone too far?
He's into me, I think, is the deal. I mean, and who could blame him? I mean,
I thought you were saying he was handsome. So,
hey, you're both in Arizona. Get him to buy you a meal.
Well, you know, we used to go out to eat Rocky Mountain Oysters, you know?
Oh, God.
And,
is that animal testicles?
Yes, that's goat testicles.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. Good call tonight. Appreciate it, man. So we're going to leave on the goat testicle note. That was a good one.
If James in Arizona hears this, he's going to be madder.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. The sexting thing, big deal with young people these days, and some of them are even getting in trouble for it. We've talked about that multiple times where young people will be charged with manufacturing child pornography for taking a picture for their boyfriend / girlfriend and sending it to them over the phone networks. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Mark used to have to exchange cave paintings.
Yeah, well, you know, there was the things called Polaroids back in the day. Not that anyone exchanged them with me.
They still make them, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know, there's certain things you just don't want to have anyplace else, I guess.
The Polaroid, of course, you know, you have to physically pass that around. But, I remember back in those days. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts with us. Maybe experiences you have with sexting. It wasn't on my list of things to talk about tonight, but that's how Free Talk Live goes. You can call in and bring up whatever you want. Have you ever sexted someone and later on realized this was a huge mistake?
Yes.
You have? Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
Well, okay, so...
How old were you?
It was recently, so within the last 2 years.
Okay.
So,
so you were legal.
Yeah, I was totally legal. And there's this app called Grindr.
Yes.
And this is an app...
I've heard about this.
They have these for gay and straight people, but this is an app that you can use to meet other people, sort of the digital equivalent of going to the bar.
Now, what I've heard about the Grindr is this is for hookups, not for dating. Is that true? Or is there a lot of dating that goes on?
I met a man who became a long-term boyfriend on Grindr.
Okay.
So it could be used for dating, but it is generally used for hookups because it's proximity-based. So it's, you know, it scans
area. These guys are here?
Yeah. Hey, you both might be looking for a good time, mm-hmm. So why don't you talk to each other? And it has a little chat room, so you can say hello and exchange pictures. And
some of those pictures might be...
Yeah, some of those pictures. Actually, it's a protocol that the person who's interested might just send a picture. They mm-hmm. might not even say hello, or they'll say hello in another way. So I've reciprocated. You know, it's only polite. And then
hold
regretted
the rest
it.
Hold the rest of the story. We'll get to that here in a moment. And if you've got a sexting story, again, whatever the aspect is, maybe, you know, sexting was really a helpful thing for your relationship. There's probably some people that really get something out of it. But, of course, you always hear the negative stories about sexting. You always hear about how, you know, somebody made a mistake and sexted the wrong person, or somebody got arrested, or child porn, etc. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are inviting you to bring up whatever's on your mind. Got a sexting story you want to tell? Maybe you sexted somebody and it got a little out of control, went a little further than you expected. Before you knew it, the whole school had it, or whatever. Kind of, that's like the common story these days, is that somebody sexts somebody else. Usually it's in high school. Of course, everybody knows everybody else's number. They pass it around, and before you know it, somebody gets arrested for manufacturing child porn. Now, that's kind of the most extreme version of sexting, but I'm sure there's other sexting stories that you could tell us. Maybe, you know, maybe something slipped out at work, and that became a problem. Or who knows what? Derek's in the middle of telling us his story. We'll continue that here in a moment, and you can share your thoughts toll-free and your experience at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to do that as well. Now, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them that critical edge that they need. At modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results. And that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net, you get a discount when you pay with Bitcoin. In fact, a significant discount, 33% off. There's no reason not to use Bitcoin if you have it, to hook up with Modafinil at modup.net. Plus, to make the deal even better, whether or not you pay with Bitcoin, use code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order at ModUp, M-O-D-U-P. It's world-class service at a great price. ModUp.net, code FTL. As we continue here, Derek J., so you were using an app. It's called Grindr. Is this only for gay men, or are... Oh, you know what? I didn't turn your mic on. I've been awful at that tonight. Let's try that again.
Yes, Grindr is only for gay men. There are a few others like it, like Jacked or Menched, and each have their own particular niche, like Menched is for Jewish gay men.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, they get pretty specific. But
hold
Grindr
on just
was
a second. So I can kind of get why the Jewish community might get its heterosexual kids to date amongst other Jews so that they create more Jews.
Oh, it matters. If you don't think it matters to these Jewish mothers who love their gay sons that they have a gay husband or a Jewish husband rather than a good Jewish girl.
You're killing me.
No, it's absolutely the case. I grew up in a mostly Jewish neighborhood, and that was the case even amongst my gay friends. Their mothers who loved them knew they were gay, needed them to find a good Jewish partner.
Well, that makes it, of course, even more difficult, right? I mean, because...
App. There's the app. Yep. And it actually, that app came from a neighborhood, my neighborhood. My mom knows the creator, so it's pretty funny. So anyway, so what happened with me was when things were good, you know, I have needs like everyone else, and I sought to get those met. Sometimes I was using this app a few times a day, and it was so great because, you know, you don't need to go anywhere seedy. You can check people out first, and this was really good. This had enhanced my life in a lot of ways. But then I went a little too far with it because, you know, you pass these pictures around all around town. It was fine when I lived in the gayborhood, but when I moved to Kensington, Philadelphia, which is like the heroin capital of the world, well, maybe I don't want those neighbors to know what I'm doing. And I don't want them to know my face as I'm walking around the street, and they know what I look like, of course, under my clothes and what I've been saying to some of these other guys. So that's what happened.
Wait, you were in a bad neighborhood.
Well, I lived in a bad neighborhood, and when I'm sexting with these neighbors, you know, it's okay to show genitals. You can't really identify someone if they've got their clothes on. But what's common is if you're going to meet someone for an encounter, you're not just sexting, you're going to ask them, what do you look like? You have to get more pictures, and it's common to be asked for a face pic.
Of course.
Well, that's the part that I regret. You asked, do you ever regret doing the sexting? Well, yeah, because I showed a face pic.
So you don't regret sending out a picture of your whatever, but you do regret then, attaching your face later on.
Yes, and that's the key. If people are doing this, I urge them to be careful. You know, you never know where these things are going to end up or what neighborhood you're going to be in one day where people recognize you.
Did anyone recognize you? Did that actually happen?
That's
happened.
That's
when it came kind of,
Yeah, there's that guy, or there are those guys. And
how did you become aware of this? Did someone, like, call you? Or, I mean, what did they say? Did they come up close to you?
Yeah, they called me by my name that I used on the service. So I was caught.
But you're not even used to getting called that. I would have just assumed, you know, they called me Lex. I wouldn't even think about it, right?
You know? Oh, no, my heart stood still.
So this person who called you by your handle on the service,
Know
that person?
I did not know that. Well, I knew I had met them on the service, but you can block them if you don't like them. So, you know, this person had been blocked to me, and he turned out to be just around the corner. If I ever needed to go to the train, which was half a block away, I had to pass this guy's house.
So had you sent him a sext, or he had gotten it from someone else?
Yeah, reciprocal. You know, he messaged me. I messaged him.
And later
we went back and forth,
and
I was like,
do with him.
I don't want this guy. Yeah, and then he wouldn't stop bothering me, and then it turns out he lives around the corner. So, yeah, I regret it.
Okay, so question, just a further detail here. So you said that you regret sending your face out, but eventually somebody's going to ask you for that in a lot of cases.
Yep.
Was it a regret of, was the face picture one that also included genitals, or was it just a straight headshot?
You know, that's smart. I should have separated them. Yes, it was one where I'm completely nude, and it does include a picture of my face. You know, I don't want to. You want to know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be completely honest.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I'm going to do it differently next time.
Oh, you're going to do it next time. Okay.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Meet people. So I'm glad that it works, though. The app in general is nice to know. Yeah, it's terrific. Works here in Keene, too. All right, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we continue here. We're going to go to Liberty Phoenix. He is on the line in Illinois via Skype. Hello, Phoenix.
Hey, guys. Hey. I wanted to call tonight to relate my recent traffic experience.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell a sexting story. Okay, go ahead. It's fine.
Well, I could, but mine are a bit too risque for the radio.
Gotcha.
As many of the people in the Liberty Movement may know, I have not registered my vehicle, and I've done pretty much nothing with it since I bought it and was unable to because the title was all kinds of messed up.
And how? When did you buy the car?
This was in March.
Okay.
And I bought it from a gentleman that was maybe 40 miles away, drove it home with no plates on it whatsoever, took it to the DMV to get transferred over. They basically told me that I would have to commit fraud in order to get it transferred over because the title was all messed up. So I decided, whatever, I'm just going to drive it. And I made it four and a half months without
being
police.
How many miles? Like with nothing on the license plate? Just
No. Well, no, I put the plates for my old vehicle on it.
Ooh, misuse of plates right there. So that's one charge.
Yep.
Okay, moving on. What else?
The plates ended up being expired. I said, whatever. You know, it's whatever. I can't afford to get a change.
I have a right to travel. Go ahead.
It's true.
Pretty much. You should. Yeah. So I was like, whatever. I'm just going to keep driving.
Do you know how many miles you made?
Again?
Do you know how many miles you got the car at and then how many miles you were at when you finally got pulled? Because it's one thing to say you made it 4 months, but if you didn't drive that much in the 4 months, it's not a big claim. So, for instance, when I drove around with the Shire Society plate on, I actually hit my trip meter and I started counting the miles before I get pulled over. I made it 30 miles before I got hit. So I was just curious if you're paying attention to that.
Almost positive I made it well over 30 miles. I installed satellite systems, so I was driving from cities to cities to cities all the time.
Okay.
Amazing.
Wow. All right. Great. I want you to tell the rest of your story, because obviously we've barely scratched the surface. So hang on. More with Liberty Phoenix here in moments from Illinois, which is not a place I would want to get pulled over for not having anything. I wouldn't want to get pulled over in Illinois at all. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll find out more about his story, take your calls about whatever's on your mind, the latest on Happy Birthday and its legal status in a moment. Plus, saggy pants are under attack again.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789, and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We can bring up, or we can take your calls about anything, where you can bring up whatever you want. With you in the studio this evening, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J. is here courtesy of his website, derekj.me. And there is a fundraiser going on right now, Derek J. Freeman. What is that all about, and who does it benefit, and why?
Well, I'm raising money to pay for attorney's fees. The reason I hired an attorney for the first time in my life is because I've been denied a concealed carry license, the right to carry a gun in my pocket. The reason being, the chief of police here in Keene thinks I am an assaultive or threatening person. Those are his words in his denial for what is essentially my victimless crime spree. If folks believe that I am possibly assaultive or threatening, they can check it out at victimlesscrimespree.com. See it for yourself. Decide if I should be allowed to carry a gun or not. And that's what this officer thinks.
This isn't just about you being able to carry a gun. This is about, the fact is that in New Hampshire, this is a shall issue state. This man has
so they claim
no legal right to deny you
he does.
The ability
he
to
didn't.
Claim. Well, that doesn't make it legal.
Right. That's
then why
my
would
contention.
You take it to court, Ian?
Yeah, that's
if it's
that's
legal,
why I'm
if it
appealing.
Is legal, then why would you take it to court?
That's why I'm appealing. I think that he's made the wrong decision. We're going to clarify that, show that I am a peaceful person who has, the real question it comes down to is, does civil disobedience disqualify a person from being able to defend themselves? I say it shouldn't. So people can support me. Other people already have at GoFundMe.com/gunrights. There's also a Bitcoin link, a little harder to find. It's in the video there. Since the page wiped our Bitcoin donations, but you
the
can
page
still donate
wiped
there.
The Bitcoin donations, meaning that there were some people from a local hate group who snitched on you. Apparently, maybe GoFundMe doesn't like Bitcoin or something like that. So they,
well, it's harder for them to take a cut. They probably haven't figured out how to do that yet. Yeah. I assume in the future they will take Bitcoin, but not right now.
Interesting. So GoFundMe.com/gunrights.
That's correct.
And that can help you pay for the attorney, which should, by the way, be a very interesting piece of video. I think when the trial finally happens, I can't say more about why it'll be interesting, but You've got a good... We can talk about your attorney, can't we?
That's yeah, he's public. A rock star attorney, Evan Knappen. He's been defending people like me all around the country successfully.
He's like the gun rights guy, basically.
He literally wrote the book on New Hampshire gun laws. You can buy his book on his website.
And like you, he moved from New Jersey.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. So. Both escaped... a world of tyrants.
And New Jersey is a terrible place to live if you care about gun rights. I mean, New Hampshire is far and away a better place.
Yeah, right now he's defending a woman from Philadelphia who was traveling through New Jersey, the gun that was perfectly legal in Philadelphia, she had a permit for it and everything. Oh, the gun's illegal, the bullets are illegal.
Wow, felony, son.
Yep, she's facing some serious charges, and he's the person that she chose to defend her.
So this is going to be very interesting, and of course we'll keep you in the loop as it develops. Go check out Derek's fundraiser, gofundme.com/gunrights. And is it linked to on DerekJ.me?
Yes.
Okay, I figured. Let's go back to Liberty Phoenix on the line in Illinois. You did not register the car that you'd purchased earlier this year because there was some issue where you would have had to have committed some kind of fraud in order to deal with a titling. It was just like this bureaucratic snafu. Anyway, you decided, screw it, I'm just going to drive it anyway. And you've been driving it around doing satellite dish installs, so presumably you've been driving for thousands of miles over the last few months in this car that is not registered. Am I correct so far?
Easily 5,000 miles.
Wow. In an unregistered car?
With no plates on the front, and the plate on the back was from a different vehicle, and the plates were expired.
Had you been pulled over before that for any?
No, this was this last Saturday was the first time it happened.
Okay. All right, so what happened?
So I came outside. It was about 1 o'clock at night. Realized that I had left my ladder in a few towns over. I was like, crap, I need it for work tomorrow. I'm going to have to go. It was Saturday night. I was like, this is going to be horrible, but I have to go anyways. I didn't get a block away. I made it about literally maybe like 2 blocks away from my house when cherries popped on and I pulled over and I was like, well, this is it. He's got me dead to rights. So I'm not. There's not really any point in me to lie to him or try to BS him. So he came up, was talking about why the plates were expired and so forth. And I had initially assumed that he pulled me over because I California rolled the stop sign. And that wasn't the reason, but he came back, took my insurance information. I didn't have my registration, of course, because I couldn't do that. So he just took my license and my insurance, went back, did his little computer stuff, and came back and said, "Are these plates for a Ford or for a GMC?" And I was like, "No, they're for my Ford. They're from my other vehicle." And he's like, "You know that's a crime, right?"
Why would you answer that question?
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, I figured he had me dead to rights. It's blatant. I mean, I could take all the tactics to not say anything and probably go to jail or just, work with him.
Well, the plate's either for the vehicle it's on or it's not for the vehicle it's on, right? Like, and at that point, it's either you put it on or Ferries did. And I think that I understand why Liberty Phoenix took the position he chose to take.
Yeah, there was no point in dodging the issue. I figured it would be better off to actually discuss it with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. And he got to telling me, that's a crime. And I was like, well, who's the victim? There's no victim there. And he kind of glossed over it. And I kept talking. And he's like, oh, well, the victim is the state. And I thought,
are we talking about the dirt here? Because the dirt looks fine.
I for a moment there, I thought, should I go into that tangent with him? And I was like, no, not at this moment. But he started, I had my fedora on with all of my shiny badges and my state speeches. Hate speech pin from Michael W. Dean, and we got to talking about that. And he's like, "What's this stuff on your hat?" And I pointed out my Bitcoin Rebel pin, and he's like, "Bitcoin? What's that?" I was like, "You don't know about Bitcoin?" And I pulled out one of my little Bitcoin Gorilla pamphlets, and I handed it to him, and we started talking about Bitcoin for about a good 10 minutes. I recorded the whole thing. I've got the video. Derek J., I know you have a copy of it. You're more than welcome to share it on your site.
Great.
I've got it up on YouTube under one of my co-hosts, Logical Reason, Brian Hayek Socrates. It's under his YouTube channel. Okay. If you guys want to check it out, or you can, if it might be easier if you find it on Derek J's. But it eventually came down to he and I were discussing the non-aggression principle and why we can handle
changing aberrant behavior without using violence and so forth. And he eventually just came to the conclusion that he was just going to let me go and take it back to my house.
Wow. You didn't even get ticketed for misuse of plates?
Not a single thing happened.
Ian's outraged.
I do not want bad things to happen to you, Liberty Phoenix, but I am really surprised at that, and I'm almost angry.
I'm not angry about it. I'm shocked. Like, you're in Illinois, of all places, and this guy is, sounds like you ran into the coolest cop on the beat at the moment. I mean,
or Liberty Phoenix was just so cool that he was able to talk him out of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I can pretty much connect with anybody. But that was the thing. Like, the cops in Aurora that I've noticed... Every single, like, I've done six cop lock videos and this one, and every single one of them, the police have not been your stereotypical authoritarian muscle heads.
I think it's you.
You just need to head on over to Naperville and see how they are there.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing some Robin Hooding over there.
So just to clarify, you got pulled over, you had a chat with the cop about the non-aggression principle, Bitcoin, among other things. He decided, I'll let you drive it home. Did he tail you home?
Nope. I actually offered to ask him if he would so that no other cops would pull me off. And he's like, no, don't even worry about it.
So did he tell you, look, you got to get this taken care of? I mean, was there some sort of a threat leveled or an ultimatum?
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, I'm not going to see you out in this again, am I? And I was like, well, probably not. Because you only really get to dodge a bullet once.
Yeah.
So I figured that's probably going to be the end of my activism as far as that's concerned, especially with my work vehicle.
But what are you going to do now? You said you couldn't get this thing registered. So how are you going to handle that?
Well, I'm getting paid tomorrow. I get $1,000 tomorrow. And I've got another check in a week where I should be able to get the funds enough to purchase a new vehicle and get it registered and so forth. But I spoke to an unnamed individual that gave me a tip to get the title taken care of for this van. So if I wanted to do that, but it's going to take like 6 weeks to deal with that.
Well, congratulations, man. And this guy knew he was being recorded as well.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story.
It is an amazing story.
Thanks for sharing it, and looking forward to seeing the video when it gets up online.
The video is posted to DerekJ.me.
Perfect. So very top. If we can get an easy link, that is an easy link. DerekJ.me, you can go and check out Liberty Phoenix. And you were alone, too. You didn't have anybody in the passenger seat.
Nope. I mean, I was talking to a bunch of friends on Skype, but
the difference between having a more professional, semi-courteous police department that is more likely to give somebody a break versus a bunch of thugs. I mean, they are doing, in a lot of cases, the wrong thing. They are hurting peaceful people, but I'd rather have a cop give somebody a break every now and then than, a group of guys who are handing out tickets to everyone every single time. Thanks for the call and the story tonight, Liberty Phoenix. Hour number three is on the way. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts. Maybe your story. 855 450 free. You can take control of Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.